Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Let me slowly, seductively peel the tape off my fuck Trump shirt. Because it's time for happy hour, bitches.
Yeah. That's right.
But we can say fuck Trump.
Yes, we can.
Yes,
all
we can.
All the fucks.
We don't have to say, you know, Trump or put tape on my tit. You know what I'm saying? I can say tit and fuck Trump.
Yeah.
Jody.
Nice rack.
I always watch my language on my show.
Yeah.
Why?
Because she has a clean rating.
Oh. I do.
Oh, because you have a mom that doesn't like you to work blue? Yeah.
Yeah.
Your mom and my mom don't like us to work blue. But you know what I say? Fuck them. Okay. Hey, listen. You know who works blue? Paula Poundstone.
She does.
On this week's happy hour. We can't control that bitch. And that's on the morning FCC friendly show.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we had to
dump her. You did have to dump her.
Well, she doesn't realize she thought I had a button, which I do. But then she said the word.
Right.
The point is, I always say Trump. You don't say the word.
Right.
But then she said the word thinking somehow, I don't know.
What word was it?
Paula Poundstone is, she's uncontrollable.
She is.
I think it was asshole.
Oh, okay.
Yes, she did.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to either say hole or
asshole.
Something, and you know my point.
Either say ass beep or
right,
beep hole.
Or hole.
Right.
But can
not,
you say he puts
you
the hole?
You asshole, Paula Poundstone.
Can you say he puts the hole in ass?
Okay.
Yes.
She is hilarious, and she is... And I know everybody wants her every day, all the time. Yeah. We can't have ice cream for free every morning.
She's too rich.
Exactly. But we can get her for happy hour.
Yeah.
And only one popsicle. You put the other one back in the freezer.
Break it in half.
Yes. Because you know what else you got? Speaking of breaking it in half, wow, Kimberly Johnson.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I like to break off a piece of that.
You're Larry Elder.
What did that
her.
Mean?
Yes, huh? She is.
Oh, I totally would Larry Elder her if she were in the on the same coast. She and Bob Seska. Oh, hot, 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 hot.
And it'd be easier for me to tape them him riding his bicycle if he were here.
Right, exactly. Okay. I was my first three-way. We had Bob and Kimberly on the same show. But Kimberly is fantastic and also a potty mouth whore.
She is.
So enjoy this whole potty mouth horror happy hour, won't you?
Happy
fucking happy hour. There's only one person that can clean up this whole mess, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Poundstone, Paula Poundstone, she's the chick we love from history. On the Stephanie Show, she will take us out of misery. Let's laugh with Paula's entertainment, thanks to Stephanie in her basement. With our Paula Poundstone, have an ABBA Mountain Dew time, or maybe moonshine, we'll have a literally gay time.
Yay!
Yay!
Wow!
Hi, Paula.
Have you not heard that?
No.
Oh, Rocky Mountain Mike did that for you.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. That is wonderful. You know, in the last house that I lived in with my parents, we lived across the street from the Slates.
Did you?
Really? Yeah.
Oh, that's
interesting. Which I really didn't put together until I was into adulthood. Because I didn't reflect a lot when I was young.
Right.
Now, practically all I do is reflect.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh, was I reflecting today.
Yeah, well, you showed up in your Dr. Fauci mask and coughing. And then just going with that allergy excuse.
Yeah. I have a chronic cough. In fact, you guys don't have a cough button on your radio setup.
No.
I can't function without a cough button. I cough a lot. And when I fly on an airplane, like the whole, you know how they always go, it's a very full flight. Somehow no one is near me.
Right.
Yeah. I did just fly, by the way, because I was...
You did?
I did. I went on vacation to Massachusetts, and then I went and did a job in Wisconsin. And there's a new thing now where, okay, who has the curse button?
Oh, I do.
Okay, ready?
I do.
Okay.
I have it right here.
All right. Okay. Because there's a new thing where there have to be two... assholes.
Oh, no.
That's not how it works. That's not how it works.
I thought you were going to push the button.
Say it.
That was the whole point. You had to push the... Okay. Try again.
No, no. Let's just leave it.
We heard it the first time.
No, here's what you do. Just holes.
Okay,
see,
exactly.
You just do that.
Oh, jeez. Okay. All this time, I thought you guys were saying it.
No.
You don't actually say it.
Oh, no. And now I'm going to be taken out by some SWAT guy. I know that's how it works here.
Yes. Yeah, the FCC has a SWAT. SWAT team.
Yeah. No, sniper on the balcony.
Yeah. All right.
Navy SEAL comes and just right in the neck.
It's a COVID vaccine. Yeah. It's a booster shot.
All right. There has to be.
It's also a booster shot.
There has to be two on every flight.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And my flight was unable to take off for quite a while because we didn't have coming home from Wisconsin. We didn't have. So I volunteered.
Yeah.
I volunteered to be a, And I just said, I'm not going to wear this mask. And then I quickly put it right back on.
Pretending to be a mask.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Because the flight, you have to be masked.
Right.
You have to have your seatbelt on. And there has to be two.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I listen every day.
I know.
Fall for all of your,
We followed your progression into madness from listening every day.
Oh, how are your teeth after the beaver dam?
Oh, my gosh. My teeth have been so sore. Yeah.
Lost the ability to eat, make a living, because that's all you do is listen to the show.
Yeah.
Very regular because of the fiber.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, and ever since. Yeah. I can't believe you did that.
Your health regimen is really, you tweeted, I just did my nighttime improvements, 40 jumping jacks, 40 squats, 40 push-ups leaning on the hotel dresser, 3 miniature planks, 40 push-ups on my knees, 22 real push-ups. I also weighed a party-sized bag of Ruffles. I'm working backwards.
Yeah. When I go to the grocery store, because I wear my mask at the grocery store, my glasses fog up, and I have bought things I didn't want before.
Sure.
I bought a whole party-sized bag of cheddar Ruffles one time.
Oh.
And I didn't even know it until I bit into one.
Oh.
And, and there's,
So that's enough to make you into an anti-masker.
I'm hoping to open for Eric Clapton. Yeah.
Don't you hope they require vaccines soon on all flights? Let's just start with that.
Yeah.
I mean, everywhere. But Canada just did it, right? They're becoming a no vax, no fly.
No. Oh, I think that's great.
Yeah.
I know that you guys are taking United on your sexy liberals a tour.
Yes.
I can't always take United. They don't always go where I need to go at the time I need to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And plus, you guys are taking up the whole
plane.
So I'm stuck taking like airlines that don't even require anything, like no vaccines.
John Fugelsang always says they can, they can duct tape people to their seats that don't want to wear a mask because, is it Frontier already has it in case the plane breaks? They have a lot of duct tape because that's how they.
I'm flying into Tennessee. You're not allowed to have any vaccines of any kind, so I'm probably gonna get rubella.
It's becoming a Paula Poundstone routine. If they have, there's gonna be different rules for vaccinated people and non-vaccinated. It's gonna be your famous people on the left side of the plane, people on the right side of the
uh-huh.
plane.
Yeah.
People on one side of the plane can have nice things. The vaccinated side could have nice things.
Yeah. We thought, by the way, I mean, they say that the circulation of the air is actually very, very good on an airplane.
Yeah. That's, on the airplane, when it's going, when it's on the ground.
That's if you open the windows. That, of course, creates another
whole problem.
Problem. Yeah. I don't know if you saw airport.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But you can just get sucked
right out.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if that's part of the reason.
And COVID is probably not your biggest worry at that point.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, they don't roll open like a car window generally. I don't know if you know that.
No, I thought that's what that button was.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
That's the call the stewardess.
why she keeps coming. I keep trying to put the window down, and the flight attendant keeps coming over.
I just gave myself a magical idea. Like, you know how we're idea people? Lily Tomlin the idea after Elliot Page. Transition, and you can get another season, Gracie and Frank.
Exactly.
We gave her that idea in person. Did she do anything with it? No.
No.
Paula Poundstone and I. We're made of money. We're made of money ideas.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I am the Ralph Cramden of get rich quick ideas.
But I'm just saying, this use the Paula Poundstone, because the famous bit is about the only people on one side of the plane get a view.
Right.
The pilot tells you all these great things you can see, and then only people on one side. We have to do that with vaccinated and unvaccinated.
Yeah.
They have to deliberately fly so only vaccinated people get nice things and nice views. And it's
like
the old Carol Burnett sketch.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Where they're all
that.
Like in first class. And
yes.
Then, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. The
unvaccinated
his own food,
people.
Right. And then there's like turbulence only on their side of the plane.
They're half the Carol Burnett, Tim Conway version of the flight and the Paula Poundstone version where you don't get a view of anything.
Yeah.
Come on, let's go. Two comedy legends, Carol Burnett and Paula Poundstone. Let's combine it.
I think that's a great idea.
Get people. Listen, thank you for showing up, because you tweeted, I opened the little cardboard doors on my every day of my reinstatement day advent calendar. Now what? You've fought through the disappointment of no reinstatement on Friday to show up here, Paula Poundstone.
Oh my gosh. Every morning I run from my room
to the advent calendar.
The little sounds of my feety pajamas on the floor. And I go out to the tree, and there's nothing under it.
Did you open your reinstatement presents early? Did you not wait for Grandma?
It's supposed to come that they're supposed to arrive in the morning when he was supposed to come overnight. I should come out into the living room in my feety pajamas, and I have all the reinstatement day lights
sure.
up.
Yeah.
I'm starting to tear up. Honestly, I am.
Okay.
And I come out.
Let's give her a moment. Did you want to say
something? And he's not there.
Yeah. We have a little bit of breaking news coming out of the White House.
Yes.
Earlier this morning, the White House said that President Biden was not scheduled to give a speech on Afghanistan. That has changed. His speech is now scheduled for 3:45 Eastern, which is 12:45
Okay, good.
Time, so.
Paula Poundstone, this coverage is driving me insane. For instance, Don tweets, Dear Trumpers, Donald Trump and Mike Pompeo agreed to let 5,000 Taliban hardcore soldiers who were prisoners be released in exchange for a 3-month ceasefire to try to get Trump reelected. The prisoners they released are now murdering and killing innocent people throughout Afghanistan, and one of them is going to be the new president.
Yeah.
Because Donald Trump made this ridiculous peace deal with the Taliban.
Yeah.
And to blame Biden for any of this is insane. It's like blaming him for COVID, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's how we do it now.
Right.
I know, certainly at my house. one of the things that's very frustrating in my house is the dogs go eat the cat food.
Right.
And I just...
It's like Afghanistan.
And I just
different
yell
sex.
In, okay, hit your button. Yeah. Go ahead, hit your button. Ing. Dogs.
Okay.
And I yell, Ing Biden.
Right.
Just, you know.
Biden, look what Biden did.
Yeah.
Dogs exactly. eating cat food.
Yeah. Biden's costing me so much money. Because the cat food is not cheap.
No, it's not.
And I have been over that. Are you allergic?
Yes, I'm wildly allergic to cats.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
I love all animals. I'm just wildly allergic to cats.
Yeah.
Which is ironic in that I'm gay.
Is there a thing?
Yes,
is there
it's
connection?
The one. See, I don't want to grab. What? Mm-hmm. What?
Stop it.
I don't know what I mean by that.
Now you're being vulgar.
Yes, I am. I work blue and Paula Poundstone doesn't.
Oh, no, I say whatever I want to say.
Yes.
You noticed that. He,
yes.
On this
thank
show.
You.
Yes.
Even on this show.
Oh, and then prior to that.
And then we have to do the blow dart in your neck.
That's why I had a pronunciation issue. I wasn't exactly sure how to pronounce.
All right, my dog is currently nuzzling you. She's smelling cat and
you
dog.
You know, for the longest time, I didn't know that Jamie was, when I would hear you reference, I didn't know it was a dog.
Yes.
So, you know, for
Jamie
the new
Summers.
Listeners, you might want to
yeah.
mention that because yeah. otherwise you're like, oh, Jamie's in the cage.
Do you want to go meet Steve Austin after?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, we'll take a break. We'll take
no
a break.
No question.
Here. All right, we'll go meet Steve Austin. He's upstairs being. You can hear that? Can you hear the bionic? Hang on, Jamie, move your hair. Oh, there he is. Okay.
Wow.
You know, even though Trump is gone, I find myself, I have what the fuck eyes still. Do you know what I mean, Sean? Just what the fuck did Trump do now? He's got terrorism overseas, terrorism here. Okay. I need my my Genucel. I'm just telling you. It's because apparently he will never go away. Bags, puffiness under the eyes, a problem for millions of American men and women. Until now, introducing, yay, the new Genucel serum with plant stem cell technology from Chamonix. I'm telling you, this stuff, I have tried everything. It has instant effects. You'll see results in the first 12 hours or your money back. It feels all cold. Oh, my God. You could feel it working. And I'm telling you, guaranteed, right? Or your money back. Order now. Check this out. You get 50% off all Genucel packages for summer. Do it with mama. Go to lovegenucel.com/Stephanie. That's lovegenucel.com/Stephanie. Lovegenucel.com/Stephanie. Now back to happiness. Russell in North Carolina, you're on the Paula Poundstone. Good luck. Hi, Russell.
Hi, Paula. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Hey, Russell.
One thing, I was watching the news here today. Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was watching news the other day, and the Army guy was talking about how he thought that the Afghan government would be able to ward off the Taliban because they have all these weapons and planes that we've provided them. Who has them now?
Yeah, Taliban.
Yeah.
Thanks, Donnie.
Yeah. Yeah. That was you know, I noticed when your callers call in, there's a point at which they just panic.
Yes. They do.
Yeah.
Yes.
So start out with a nice hello, and then all of a sudden they're just.
They panic that I cannot hear them.
Yeah. Yeah. Hello. Hello.
Yeah.
So they re-hello.
Sometimes they get confused and think I called them, and they seem quite perturbed that I've disturbed them. Don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lack of confidence in your college.
Not with Robert. Robert in Florida is all machismo. Hello, Robert.
I'm here. I'm ready.
Yes, go ahead.
A pleasure. See?
Hey, Robert.
A pleasure to finally talk to one of my high school little... Yeah, ciao, Bella. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
I'm good.
Paula, talk to me.
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right, good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear your voice.
All right, Robert, go ahead.
Go ahead, Robert.
All right, it's getting creepy here, Mama.
Yeah.
Go, Robert.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi. Oh. I'm here.
Dear Jesus.
All right, let's go. Hey, listen, let me just get on with I'm glad you played the Donald Trump thing because I'd like to know the whole full phone call, kind of like the Ukraine phone call, because I guarantee you that, you know, when you have two parts of a three-part meeting, when you just talk to the Taliban and you don't bring in the Afghan government that's in place, it's pretty much you and the Taliban are dividing and conquering, and, you know, and pretty much the Afghan people are on the table and they're getting served. And but the thing is about the Donald Trump, I guarantee you there's some kind of
side
deal.
By the way, he made a deal with the Taliban to abandon Afghanistan, just like he abandoned the Kurds. You know, I mean, this is not surprising.
Right. Exactly.
Hello.
Yeah.
And I guarantee.
Stop it. Don't throw him off like that. Hello.
Hello.
Okay. I feel like it's that one movie where we keep repeating back and ball. Back and ball. Beck and Ball?
I love Beck and
Ball. Hello?
Richard Libertini.
Yes.
I love Beck and Ball. Yeah, I just, I, from now on, when I talk on the phone, I'm going to be like Stephanie Miller caller. Hello?
Hello?
I'm just going to keep re-helloing.
Can you hear me?
Hello?
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 Beck and Ball.
Beck and Ball, hello? There's just a moment where all of it, and they have just no confidence.
Okay.
Apparently, they're just used to people like getting on the phone with them and then putting the phone down and going and doing the dishes or something.
Right.
They just—I don't know.
It's, yes. Okay.
It's a strange. Right. You could do a tutorial.
I could.
Couldn't you like to show them how?
Oh, we've tried. For instance, how many times have we said, "Don't say," as I was saying to the screener?
Right.
Okay. Because we tried.
In the history of radio, since the days of Marconi, listeners have called radio stations and have had conversations with a so-called screener who instructs prospective callers on the proper etiquette when calling a radio station. No foul language, no ethnic slurs, but most importantly, do not ever, ever say the following: as I was telling your screener. The radio host already knows that the so-called screener has been engaged in conversation with the prospective caller. It is assumed that the listener has, quote, told the screener something. That something being the information to be relayed to the radio host on the air. It is assumed that the listener would have the common sense to assume that the host is aware that the screener has had a conversation with the listener, presumably about what the listener was about to convey to the host, and that the whole thing has been a huge waste of time, and that you can't spell assume without ass, and furthermore, I hate you and your ass face. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you.
That was so helpful.
It's a lot of, listen,
I think I understand now.
We get up very early. We're already irritable. We have to keep, also time zones, Paula, we are on across the entire, not just United States, but world. Right. We have to.
When listening to radio broadcasts in the United States, one will often hear broadcasters give time checks. For example, one might hear references to the top of the hour, or the world is on fire, dogs are sleeping with cats, it's a crisis of biblical proportions. 17 after.
We need to fix the projector.
Some listeners might be confused by the lack of specificity. Why not say 11:17, for instance? It may have escaped your attention that the United States has 9 different time zones.
9.
Atlantic Standard Time, Eastern Standard Time, Central Standard Time, Mountain Standard Time, Pacific Standard Time, Alaskan Standard Time, Hawaii Aleutian Standard Time, Samoa Standard Time, referred to as VTC-11, no one knows why, and Chamorro, not a Mexican dessert, Standard Time. And don't get me started on daylight savings times, which is observed inconsistently in all 9 time zones for different durations or not at all. To further complicate matters, if one is listening on a so-called podcast, one can listen at the time of one's own choosing, making time checks irrelevant. If you really want to know what time it is, get a freaking watch.
All right. Have we covered all? Okay, this one is simple. Howard from Massachusetts just loves Paula Poundstone.
Okay.
So that's a simple topic. Hello. Howard, hi. You're on with Paula.
Yeah. Hi, Paul. I do love you for 100 years.
Thank you.
That's how old I am, not you. You're terrific. I wanted to give you a couple of one-liners. These are real quotations from Albert Einstein. I'm not making this up. They're from 1930. He has one. He says, there are two infinites, the universe and the stupidity of man, dot, 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 but I'm not sure about the universe. And then one other quotation for another quotation from Einstein. He said, the difference between stupidity and genius is that stupidity has no limitations.
All right, she's gonna work.
Mine, yeah. You know, what the hell?
That's awesome.
All right, Howard, thank you.
Thank you, Howard.
Paul is gonna use that.
I'm using those
to work into some sort of supersized set.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't really appreciate Einstein criticizing me like that, but that's fine, Howard. If you happen to have talked to Einstein and he was dissing me, that's throwing a little shade, a little Einstein shade. I thought we had the hair thing in common and he would just leave me off of his hit list, but apparently not.
Einstein quotes. Go, Paul Poundstone.
Yeah.
I can't function under pressure. I'm going to call into your show every day.
Okay.
And then I'm going to refer to the screener and just keep saying
and then
hello.
Say what time it is.
Yeah. Hello.
And hello.
You know, I do listen to your show on podcast, and I got to tell you, when you say the time, it has messed me up.
Yes.
Many times. Yeah.
I only say whatever.
I missed a flight one time.
Okay.
Because,
well, I apologize.
And then I played where you had said the time to the airline, and they're like, "Boy, you are right."
Wow.
And but so I was given a free flight.
You also
were
only listening to one episode over and over again, I think. And is that when you were walking your dog and you ended up in Hawaii, wet, exhausted?
Just my dog. Every time my dog hears this show, because I don't use earbuds.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they're good for your ears. I just put the phone in my pocket and play it while I'm walking. So
everyone
hears it when I'm walking.
Yeah.
And my dog, it's given him PTSD, I think, from the time that we walked to Hawaii.
Right. Well,
I had no idea. I mean, next thing I knew, I was in Hawaii.
Well, you made the dreadful mistake of trying to wean yourself off the show, and that was the day that you shoved a fish up your ass.
Oh my god! Do you see my hand? Do
yeah.
you see?
Yeah. Dorsal fin. Oh my god. Cut.
Dorsal fin.
Was
cut.
That on the same trip to Hawaii, or was it?
No, that was it. That was earlier. I was because right. I began to realize that I was having a problem. I literally, I get up in the morning. I'm like, it's Stephanie Miller show. It's all I can think about. Sure, you know, sure. that happens with addiction. There's things that you sure. care about yeah. that you don't care about yeah. anymore.
No, everything falls away. Except
yeah,
for me.
Exactly.
Yeah, except I had
Stephanie Miller.
Yes.
Yeah, precisely.
Right.
And
then before you know it, we have to remind you.
And I'm sure a lot of your listeners take that for granted.
Sure.
And they're like, you know, of course yeah. we don't shove a
right.
So
but you need
but
more
when
reminders.
You don't have it.
Yeah.
You
sure.
You do. You right. shove a fish up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get
and,
a dorsal fin cut on your
oh
hand.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
I got
hard
a terrible
explain.
Dorsal fin cut on my hand, and I got a dorsal fin cut somewhere else as
oh,
well, but I'm
wow.
not going to show you that.
Wow.
And,
wow.
Boy, and I put Ooh. One confused fish back in the ocean.
Wow. Wow, wow.
So,
okay.
There should be a Stephanie Miller show for sea life.
Yes. Okay. Here's another
don't let someone shove you up there.
Okay, here's another instructional tweet for you in the use of the bleep button. Angry staffer says, if you won't get a free vaccine to potentially save the life of a child who can't, you're a special kind of hole.
Oh.
See, you
yeah.
have to just...
I see
word.
What you're doing.
Yeah.
So you
or
didn't
you
actually,
could say ask, but you just can't say...
I tried to together. Lead you right in, okay. and the look of dismay on your face about how stupid I am.
No, that every you manage to swear every time you come
Do
in.
Do I?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys,
awesome.
But you guys,
amazing.
You guys are keeping any kind
You still have the dart
score.
In your neck from the last time. You forgot to take the dart out.
Oh,
we,
my gosh.
You got
the
another...
last time, the SWAT team came up the side yeah. of the building.
Right. But and, it's a booster, too. You're welcome.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Thanks. I'm, you know, I might, we don't
you're
have
welcome.
To get boosters yet, by the
yeah.
way.
You're,
unless,
no, well,
unless you're...
You just got yours.
Oh.
Okay.
Ah, thanks. Filthy blighter.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Rachel in Minnesota, you're on with Paula Poundstone. Hello, Rachel. Hi, Rachel.
Hey, I was on the air with you a couple weeks ago when I got disconnected.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And so I want to let Paula know that some of us saying, what? Or, you know, can you hear me? It's not just our insecurity. We actually do get disconnected.
All right.
I just wanted to say that I'm so excited to hear my two favorite funny ladies on the air together because you two have really helped a lot of us get through the Trump years and keep our sanity. And I love you both so much.
We're both so lightly tethered to our own sanity. That is such a compliment. Thank you.
That's very nice to hear. Thank you.
Yeah.
I want
Paul. I also wanted to say.
Yes.
What?
Yes. Go ahead.
I wanted to say, Paul, that I think this is going a lot better than the promo you did with, the Lawnmower and Monster show.
Thank you. I'm very
and
flattered.
I don't know if anyone
yeah.
else knows about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot better.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
So peace out.
It's a lot more fun than talking to the Lawnmower and the Monster in the morning.
Wow. That's a show.
Wow.
Okay.
No. You've had to do a lot of morning shows. Being
I have had to do a lot of morning
shows. Yeah.
It was. She's referring to something from my book wherein I talk about how much I loathe doing morning radio with
Stephanie Miller.
Yes.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it's not really morning radio. It's,
yeah.
it's you know, you're part of a group. You,
yeah.
You know,
well,
you
we have
feel...
Slide Whistle. We have Slide Whistle and we have
these kind of things do nothing but uplift.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I want you, okay. You know, the Stephanie Miller Show has so many wonderful attributes, but I do want you to know that there are political posters up on the wall from a time gone by, and the people here are still campaigning for Goldwater, and I just I hate to come in and ruin their time bubble.
In my defense, I don't have any other posters except ones that involve my dad. So it's not like I just have like, I like Ike just randomly, you know.
No, you've just obsessed or perhaps perseverated on this one campaign.
Yes.
And you just won't
let go.
Won't give it up.
Yeah, will not let go of that landslide.
Stephanie has an image as this very sort of, plugged in person who knows so much about the world. And she's very physically fit. And I, a moment ago, she ran upstairs to her kitchen and downed, what do you think, three yodels from Drake's, which are only sold in 6 states. And
I did not, Paul.
It's chocolate devil's food cake with a creamy filling and a rich, tasty chocolate outer coating. It's one of the best things for you. And
is that part of your morning improvements or your nighttime as well?
I don't eat these every day. I have somebody sent me 7 boxes of them. Oh. I promptly froze them, so they're only special treats. So I can't. But she has a refrigerator full of them upstairs, and she's so. But I'm comfortable with myself. Do you know what I mean? So I was able, right in front of, Shane
politicians.
And Chris and Travis, to just whip them out and eat them. But Stephanie upstairs with her head in a pantry door,
shoving them in my maw.
Yeah, saying like, oh, I'm taking care of the dog. That's what I'm doing. But everybody knows it's, you know.
Have you noticed that politicians and comedians, it's mostly lying. That's really what it is. It's just lying. <That's>...
No, mostly politicians. Yes. Well, by the way, what is the law? You know the thing about how the DOJ says whether or not they're going to, the government is going to take over the case for, say, Mo.
Right. Brooks.
Oh, I was going to say Mo Green. It's very close.
Right.
But Mo Brooks. And then they take away. Okay. It's business. So
I didn't know if we were talking about Afghanistan still, because Osama bin Laden also got shot in the eye.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
As did Mo Green.
I didn't.
But that was a movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Go ahead. What were you saying?
All right. So what is the law that makes it that I don't understand why it's legal? If he was just campaigning somehow, it would be okay for him to have said these things.
Yeah.
Why is
he
that?
Said it, he was trying to say it was in the. It's not in part of your job as a congressman to incite a riot. So
yeah, it was not a riot. Insurrection.
Yes.
It was
by the way,
shouldn't be your job as a part of a campaign.
By the
either.
Way, can but I just can I
go
just,
ahead.
Two notable tweets.
It's your show. I think you should say
please.
No.
I
insist.
All right. Natasha Bertrand said, "Just in, online extremist rhetoric is very similar to the lead up to the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, with increasing calls for violence linked to conspiracy theories and false narratives, according to the Homeland Security Intelligence Chief." And this is what Glenn Kirshner said. "And things will continue to get worse, not better, until Donald Trump is arrested for his multiple crimes. The only way to defuse and deflate the big lie is to criminally charge the big liar. This is public safety 101. And he just told us last week, Paula, that he believes in his bones that he is being criminally investigated, Donald Trump, by the DOJ.
He believes in his bones that he is
well,
being?
It's not necessarily his bones, Paul. I knew you were going to just nail me down onto I don't know what part of him.
Well,
his gut, he's a former federal prosecutor.
Oh, Glenn Kirshner believes it. I thought you were saying that Donald Trump believed it in his bones.
No.
And I just thought that's not where our beliefs should be. I don't believe a thing in my bones. I have osteoporosis, for heaven's sakes. That means half of my belief system is gone right now.
Nobody listens to Paul Poundstone. Except the people that listen to our podcast. So
that's
get
right.
It wherever you get your podcast. We love you, Paula Poundstone.
This was so much fun.
Don't shove a fish up your ass. Look at me just lounging and happy houring in my new Cozy Earth loungewear. I know you're thinking just pajamas, but no, you know what? It looks too fancy to be pajamas. It is a loungewear. It is, because you know why? Because it's so soft. Oprah says it's an Oprah magazine. It's right there. It says the softest ever. It's true. And you know what it is? I'm earth friendly. Look at me. I'm like an earth week and a human earth week. They are luxuriously soft, cool sheets and loungewear and your jammies. They're made from viscose from bamboo. I know, right? I never heard of it either. God, they've done it again. They've taken loungewear to another level. I love my sheets. They're brand new this week. Oh my God, so soft, so cool. I didn't get the cool part.
the viscose from bamboo is what gives you enhanced breathability and temperature regulation. My loungewear jammies, they're like the black with the white ribbing. They're so cute. I have the shorts and the long pants. So beautiful, so soft, so breathable and cool. You'll find something you cannot lounge without. And sheets you're going to love. Best of all, go to CozyEarth.com right now. Enter that promo code Stephanie35. You save 35% on their loungewear and bedding. CozyEarth.com. Type in Stephanie35. That is CozyEarth.com. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Super hot Kimberly Johnson with a super hot podcast. Start Me Up on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network is here. So we were talking about this father saying, even my five-year-old understands wearing a mask for other people as well as yourself. And so you had a niece story. Go ahead.
Yes. Well, my niece at the time last year, she was 6 years old, and I have this photo of her. It's just amazing. She's like this little pink dress with a pink hat, and she's got her mask on, and she's like walking with all kinds of like authority, and she rocked it, and she understands, and she's happy to wear a mask. Yeah. And it's like these kids aren't having a problem with it. And, you know, it was interesting because when I was posting it, I got all this blowback from people on Twitter. And, you know, of course, it's like the MAGA crowd telling me that she's going to suffocate and how it was child abuse. And it was like, no, it kept her safe.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, unfortunately, her father got COVID.
Yeah.
And her uncle and aunt got COVID. And so she understands that kids get
and
it.
Kids and spread Delta more effectively than...
Yes, they do.
Yeah, older people. There's a story in HuffPost. I mean, I think we all know from divided family, whatever, politically, but I swear Donald Trump and COVID has made everything worse, hasn't it? It's just in terms of fracturing family, friendships. But this piece was in HuffPost. My brother died, and my anti-vaccine siblings are telling me not to come to his funeral. It's just, it's a story I feel like a lot of people have just about their families. But then he said, in July, as the Delta variant of the coronavirus spread, the call to get vaccinated grew more urgent. Four of my six siblings' vitriol against public health officials became more defiant and illogical. I'm now especially worried about facing them. Our brother Daniel's funeral in September, he died of diabetes, not of COVID. I sent a text saying I was anxious about the Delta variant. I explained, though I'm vaccinated, I could still contract the virus and expose my two young grandchildren, both of whom are under five. I asked my siblings to please get vaccinated before we meet in California. I woke up to find these responses. Sibling one, that's what you're told. Bunch of lies. You believe it. I don't. My choice. Sibling two, it seems to be okay. A million illegal immigrants can cross the border with the virus, and that's okay. I'll get the shot when they're all vaccinated. Sibling three, yes, that's amazing, and they're pouring into all our cities, super spreaders, and they'll be voting in November. Sibling four, and when they prove all this is a big scam so the Democrats could cheat in the 2020 election, are you going to accept the truth, or are you still going to believe all the lies?
Oh my God.
Sibling three, brainwashed. Wow. They told me to stay home. Maybe you shouldn't leave your house. You're not going to put your fear of getting sick on me or my choice.
Oh my God.
They equated the call for vaccines with getting 666 stamped on you. Trial runs from those in power who see who obeys and who doesn't. They spoke of prying weapons out of my cold, dead hands and shipping all these alien illegals all over our cities. One of my siblings told me, I will listen to God and pray for Trump. Anyway, she just ends by saying, I've decided to use my ticket to go say goodbye to my dad anyway. If my siblings, even if they say I'm not welcome, I'll be cordial to everyone, but I'll not participate in family activities. It's odd and very sad to know I'll be standing back and apart from my family, wearing a mask. I will be grieving not just my dad, but also a simpler, happier time when siblings and I were not lost to such unbelievable madness. I mean,
it is.
It really, speaking of family, as a dad that was an assistant prosecutor at Nuremberg, where was, by the way, which crazy QAnon story was this, Travis, where they're, you know, the crazies are sending letters like to harass health clinics and people, whatever.
Yeah.
The form letters claim the recipients are violating the Nuremberg code.
Nuremberg
was putting on trial people that medically experimented and killed people, not medicines that's to save people's lives. Like, it's just, we're like officially an upside down world, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Is a QAnon influencer known as the Queen is inspiring a wave of harassment against healthcare providers and retailers who distribute vaccine or encourage mass use. Right. Right-wing conspiracy theorists are convinced a woman named Romana Didulo is the secret queen of Canada who supposedly replaced Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
After
my
she God. Was allegedly executed for crimes. Okay.
Wait, Elizabeth has been executed?
Wait, what? That's what
these people believe.
Charles is king?
And they're sending letters to Walmarts, to left-wing communist places like Walmart for requiring masks.
She's going to read that story and need some Dubonnet.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I mean, Kimberly, it's just... Did this just happen, or are more people okay just being completely crazy? Are more people in the United States just crazy?
I think we had the combination. First of all, we got the Tea Party, and it didn't start with the Tea Party, obviously.
Right.
But we got the Tea Party. And then Sarah Palin. And then that leads to Trump. And then we get COVID. And, I mean, everybody's just gone mad. Everybody's just gone mad. And then you've got these... I think, you know, it's the combination of, I've said this so many times, but you defund education for decades. Mm-hmm. You have the toxic talk radio right wingers, and then you've got Fox News and Rupert Murdoch, and you've got what we've got right now.
Yeah. And by the way,
you
and your, you know, agenda of manicide must be just the same as I am about these people, the right wingers pretending they care about women in Afghanistan.
Exactly.
And they, you know, vote against our women's choice here, women's paycheck fairness, women, violence against women. You know, please spare us. Yeah.
The other day I said, if a Republican wins in 2024, is the world going to say that America fell? And of course, everybody pretty much said yes. And then I, as you know, I compared the Taliban to the GOP. And I say that as a woman, because one thing that, you know, I know that men are raped, but the threat of rape is not as significant to men as it is to women, because there is male violence against women. And when I think about what might happen to this country, obviously, the Republicans are not acting exactly like the Taliban right now, but there is this same general mindset. And if they get power, they're not going to let go of it. And who knows what they will devolve into, because look how quickly the Republican Party has devolved since Obama. I mean, they've been devolving, but Obama freaked them out just because of the color of his skin.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And now we have, you mentioned Palin. Oh my God, don't you just long for her?
I miss
intellectual
her.
I know, really.
Gravitas.
It was only just Palin.
Compared to Marjorie Taylor Greene, who just, you have to, okay, hang on. Let's do 12,
Marjorie
Greene. We don't have to see some old man on television leaving Americans over there in some horrid country like Afghanistan, and we don't have to hear about refugees being brought into our country, leading to the likes of Ilhan Omar becoming members of Congress one day.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Okay.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And this, you know what? I had author Mia Bloom on my show the other day. And she talks about Q, and she was just saying how many more QAnon freaks are running for office this time around.
Yeah.
And some of them are going to get in.
Yeah.
They're getting into our school boards and all of that.
Yeah. I would rather have a million Ilhan Omars than one Marjorie Taylor Greene. Here is Representative Omar.
This is their playbook. They know how to whip up their base into frenzy. The reality is that we've been in this conflict, in this war, for 20 years. There are people who've helped us in this mission. There are people whose lives are going to be at risk, and we have to do everything that we can to bring them to safety. And we've done this many a times, where we have evacuated people, airlifted them into safe spaces so that we can properly vet them and have them come to the United States as vetted refugees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she went on to say.
Yeah,
I really hope that people understand that there is a certain promise that we've made, and we can't break promise. And that's not a promise that the United States made, but it's also a promise that our NATO allies have made. It's a promise that neighboring countries should fulfill, and we have to do everything to make sure that there is a multinational coalition leading this effort to save not just our allies, but every Afghani who's afraid for their lives, especially young women and, vulnerable men as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By the way, can I just, having dealt with, I don't know how many years now, Chris, of right-wing callers, can I just tell you what that, because they always have the same douchey tone of voice.
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to predict it now before you call in. How many Afghan refugees have you taken into your house?
That's what
they yeah. right.
Yeah. And by the way, I will go on record as saying once again, I have offered to personally house the super hot Afghani first female fighter pilot. I what?
Oh God.
Mm-hmm. There's room in the cockpit.
Oh my goodness.
What? What? Oh. Yes, Travis.
No, I was gonna say, did you see, I don't know if you saw last night, there's a statement from Utah actually. The governor of Utah put out a statement saying that they're willing to take Afghan refugees because they understand what it's like to be religiously persecuted.
Right. Yeah, Governor Hogan, Republican in Maryland, said, we did make a promise as Americans. Yeah. They helped us. Mm-hmm. Like, these people screaming, Biden, oh, look what you tell these poor people. Oh, not here. I mean, Tucker Carlson, right, has claimed bringing Afghan refugees to the U.S. would be an invasion. Here we go, right? Mm-hmm. Right.
Of course, racist on its face.
Yes, it is.
Totally racist.
Even though many are being hunted down by the Taliban for working with American and NATO forces, he said, if history is any guide, we will see many refugees and Afghanis resettle in our country in the coming months, probably in your neighborhood. Boo!
Wow.
Boogity boogity cheese.
Racist piece of.
Right. Right?
Yeah, he's not even trying to hide it.
Right, that's like a dog siren, not even whistle.
Yeah.
Over the next decade, that number may swell to the millions. So first we invade and then we're invaded. And by the way, somebody tweeted, there is no Afghan refugee who could possibly do more damage to America in their entire life than Tucker Carlson does every night.
No kidding.
Thank you. Ugh, it's just, what is Laura Ingraham? It's like, oh, we made a promise. Did you make a promise? I mean, this is the stupid right-wing arguments, you know? Yeah. This is what that call, same Jewish will call and go, oh, I didn't promise them anything. Did you? Do we not understand the government of the United States?
We are a nation.
Uh-huh. We are supposed to be a we, where we don't root for the enemy like you are openly doing. I mean, it's, Ilhan Omar, one more.
They come to this country, they put their head down, and everybody in every single community has bad apples. But that is not the result of collective failure as refugees or as immigrants when we come to the United States. And I know what some of these people are worried about is that they're worried that refugees like myself, when they come to this country, will outshine them. But that is just their own failure and their inability to find success in the ways in which refugees have found success in this country.
Thank you. Like getting elected to Congress, for instance.
Exactly.
Steve Bannon said, let's get them out of Afghanistan, but no need to come to Wisconsin or Texas. I mean, it's just, okay. And as somebody said earlier, these are like, they pretend to care about the poor people. And like, they don't even care about poor people here.
Right.
People are like, oh, we have poor people here. It's like, oh, do you want to help them? No, I don't want to help them either. Right? I mean, it's.
No, they don't. All they want to do is complain and point fingers. That's all they ever do.
Yeah.
And like for the people who are going to say, who are you sheltering in your house? It's like, well, who have you adopted since you're so against abortion?
Yeah.
You know, no, I'm sure they haven't been. It's so frustrating.
I know. By the way, Chris, we don't have a blue check mark on Twitter. And Taliban is still on Twitter. Taliban is still on Twitter.
They have a blue check mark.
Do they have a blue check? The Taliban?
They're legitimate.
My God.
Jody and I don't have a blue check mark.
We keep trying and they keep rejecting you, Steph.
Well, maybe Jody and I need to join the Taliban.
There you go.
I know. You just need to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right.
The previous administration drew down from 15,000 troops to 2,500 troops. And even at 15,000, the Afghan government forces were losing ground. What has unfolded over the past month has proven decisively that it would have taken a significant American troop presence, multiple times greater than what President Biden was handed, to stop a Taliban onslaught. And we would have taken casualties. American men and women would have been fighting and dying once again in Afghanistan, and President Biden was not prepared to send additional forces or ask any American personnel to do that.
And he made the right choice.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Biden made the right choice, and his hands were tied, Kimberly, and he, on purpose, they tripwired this to blow up. Oh, yeah, oh sorry, we need to.
In.
She's not plugged in or something. Okay. Hold, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm sorry, Kimberly, okay. Go ahead. You were saying...
No, I agree. I agree. And on top of it, he had all the cojones about it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, he was all kinds of, this is on me, the buck stops here. Mm-hmm. Nothing we would ever hear from Trump. Nothing we would ever hear from any Republican.
Yeah.
Never.
I mean, he left him with no choices, really. And I,
right.
If Captain Crazy Pants last night didn't convince you, this would have been 1,000 times worse if he was still in office. What the hell was he talking about?
They're saying we'll negotiate, but I really, do you really think? I mean, their history is that they're very brutal and they don't like to negotiate. That's their history.
Talking about the Taliban or himself? Okay.
Yeah, now go.
Or himself.
And
yeah.
We're being set up by very tough people that are very great negotiators. I'll tell you what, they're great, automatically
what?
Great negotiators.
Oh
they've
God.
Been fighting for 1,000 years and everything
no.
about them, they negotiate. We're being set up.
They were formed in 1994. They haven't been fighting for 1,000. And only compared to you, who is the worst deal maker in the history of ever.
The art of the deal!
Oh my God, Kimball, how many times do we have to... He made the worst deal ever. Okay, so you get the 5,000 terrorists released and we withdraw sanctions and then we will leave. What do we,
I
what do we get? Nothing?
So
that sounds good to me. Look at the deal
exactly.
that I made.
Anything to make Biden look bad. Anything.
No wonder.
I mean, you know...
No wonder they've taken it off the RNC website and his website
right.
about his Trump's
yeah,
historic
exactly.
peace deal. Trump's historic peace deal was selling out the Afghanis and handing Afghanistan to the Taliban.
We're terrorists.
Thank you.
Yes.
Kimberly,
yes.
Sorry. Go ahead.
And he probably knew that was going to happen. Just as, you know, I mean, I'm looking at all these Republican governors who are anti-mask, anti-science, and then all these constituents are dying. And the only thing that I can conclude is that they want to somehow pin this on Biden. I don't know if they're right. going to be successful with that. I know that their, you know, base marches in lockstep and goes along with whatever they say. But I mean, when you're talking about losing children, when you're talking about losing loved ones, are they really going to fall for this? Because that looks like it's their MO. How? What else could it be that they are keeping people from vaccinations, from masking? I mean, just the other night, Greg Abbott was at that big party, you know,
yeah.
a big party
maskless.
Right before he announced COVID or an
yeah.
event, I should say.
Yeah.
But yeah, maskless. Everyone was maskless.
Yeah. Yeah. Insane.
I mean, I just don't even understand this.
Let's end with good news. Rachel Maddow has once
okay.
again won a court victory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay.
That's kind of funny that OAN.
Uh-huh.
Rachel Maddow owns OWN now.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
she scored another court victory in a libel suit by One America News parent company after an appeals court upheld a previous ruling. The right wing, how do you say it? OAN?
OAN.
OAN.
Yeah, OAN.
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 Well, they OAN most of Maddow's paycheck now.
You worked on that, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I didn't. This came out. Just like. After she commented on a Daily Beast report that the explicitly pro-Trump network's employment of a Kremlin-paid journalist. So
right.
once again, Rachel Maddow, first of all, she is an exquisite journalist. If she ever is wrong, she corrects
oh, yeah.
it immediately.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
I love she always asks, opens every interview, did I get any of that wrong? And the answer is never.
No.
The answer is always no, you got everything correct. You're a Rhodes Scholar. Which
exactly.
leads me to the more tragic news. Is she thinking of leaving?
She's thinking
of MSI. This can't happen. This you give her whatever. Listen.
That's a planted story from her.
Yes.
Managers.
Oh, you think so?
It's a negotiation.
Yeah,
that's
good.
Give her everything.
Yeah.
Give her everything. Have OAN pay her new contract.
There you go.
They probably will anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
Oh, Devin Nunes probably will. He did a slap suit against her.
Yeah,
Devin Nunes will pay her new salary.
Yep.
Give her
right.
anything she needs. All right. We love you, Kimberly Johnson. Start me up on the Sexy Liberal Podcast
yes.
Network. Thank you, honey.